Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Agnate Mandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshum militam jena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapidam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Janulam Bhuto Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanai Kopitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishambaro Dvijavaro Yuga Dharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro I don't know if you know this song. If you do, you can sing responsibly. I think a few of you here know. Uttama adama kichuna bachi rajachi adile kakola Uttama adama kichuna bachi rajachi adile kakola Kahe premananda emana goranga ridaya dariya bola Kahe premananda emana goranga ridaya Baja Goranga, Kaha Goranga, Laha Gorangera Namare 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 Jai Jana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amar Pranare 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 Vishaiva Padam Bhuja Bhakti Labhya Premabhidana Paramapumarta Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Hemabhi Dibhya Chavisundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Risha Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste I have a very difficult task. It's also the last few years. We requested, ordered by Sachi Nandan Maharaj and Bharijan Prabhu that we should say something. But it's a very difficult task because he's a senior Vaishnavas and you're all also mostly senior to me, I think. And what can we speak about? So in Mara's request this year, we were thinking about some topics that we heard from our spiritual master. And we thought that we would speak something about the conversations between Roy Ramananda and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are known as Ramananda Sambad. And these take place in the 8th chapter of the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. These talks are very, very significant for devotees because in these talks we get a nutshell of the teachings and the purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there are many secrets within these talks. There's over 300 verses. We're not going to try to speak on all these things. It would take many, many years for someone to speak properly about them. They're like an ocean, but we'll take a helicopter ride or something over that ocean, and once in a while we'll dip in a little bit and see what some of the water is like there. I'd like to read something to you from the end of the Madhya Lila. This is a description of the benefits of hearing this section of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he's described therein. Sahaje Chaitanya Charitra Ghana Dugda Pura Ramananda Charitra Tahe Kanda Prachura. The activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like condensed milk, and the activities of Ramananda Roy are like large quantities of sugar candy. That's a very interesting analogy. And if we meditate on this Ramananda Sambhad, we can see it has some purport to it. If you make some milk sweet, the bulk of the preparation is milk. But unless you have some sugar, some mishri, it doesn't taste so nice. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Purna Bhagavan. He's a supreme absolute truth. And Roy Ramananda is his devotee. But as we'll explore in this Ramananda Samvad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Krishna himself, he's come Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam to taste the mood of Srimati Radharani, which is very, very sweet. But to do that, he needs some help. And that help comes from Roy Ramananda. Radha Krishna Lila Latte Karpura Milan Bhagavana Jai Sei Kore Ashwadan. The meeting of Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just like condensed milk and sugar candy. When they talk of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, camphor is added. If one tastes this combined preparation, he's most fortunate. Je iha eka bhara pie karna dhare tada karna lobe iha charite na pare. This wonderful preparation has to be taken orally. It has to be spoken, it has to be heard. And if one takes it, then he becomes greedy to relish it even further. Rasa tattva jnana hoy ihara shravane prema bhakti hoy radha krishna racharane. By hearing the talks between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one is enlightened to the transcendental knowledge of the mellows of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Thus one can develop unalloyed love for the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Raghura Tattva Jani Iha Hoite Vishvasa Kori Shuna Taraka Na Kori He Chitte. The author requests every reader to hear these talks with faith and without argument. By studying them in this way,
When we'll be able to understand the confidential truth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Alokika lila e paramani ghura vishvase paye tarake hoya bahudhura. This part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes is most confidential. One can derive benefit quickly only by faith. Otherwise, by arguing, one will always remain far away. And Kaviraj Goswami, he concludes this chapter by offering obeisances to Srila Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy Mora Koti Namaskara Janramukhe Kaila Prabhu Rashida Vistara. Ramananda Roy Mora Koti Namaskar. I offer my obeisances, Koti Namaskar, 10 million times to Ramananda Roy. Janramukhe, from his mouth, Kaila Prabhu Rashara Vistar. From his mouth, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to relish increasing mellows. A very, very significant thing. In this previous verse, it's described by Kaviraj Goswami that the nature of these talks is that they're niguda. Not just guda or confidential, but niguda. Very, very confidential subject matters. So, we may question why then we're going to dare to speak on such things. Part of the answer to that question for me personally lies in this conversation itself. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Godavari. He went to South India externally for the purpose of preaching. But he had an internal purpose. This internal purpose was very, very important for him. An important internal purpose for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to fulfill his desire to relish Radha Bhav. Chiradaya pranaya mahima kidrisovana yaiva swadyo yenad bhuta madhuri makidrisova madhya sokyam chashimananu bhavata kidrisam. Three desires that Krishna had that were unfulfilled in Krishna Leela. So this was his inner desire. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told him, if you go to South India, you have to stop there at the Godavari and visit with Ramananda Roy. He's a very, very deep person. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there and he was taking bath in the Godavari. And this Godavari is a very special place. It said that as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, immediately he remembered Vrindavan. And that's significant for the talks that are about to take place there. Then Mahaprabhu went and took his bath. And while he was taking his bath in the river, he heard some music. And there was a whole procession coming. Oh, it's some big king. It's the governor. Ramananda Roy. And he came while he's taking bath. They're playing music for him. He had a very important post. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw him, he could barely restrain himself. He wanted to run and embrace Ramananda Roy. Then when Ramananda Roy saw this effulgent sannyasi, he couldn't control himself. Immediately, he went there and offered obeisances, falling like a rod in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu stood up, and he told Ramananda Roy, he said, chant Krishna Nam. And Mahaprabhu embraced him. And it's described that they were so very, very happy to see each other. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes, Sabhavika prema donhara udaya korila dunha alangina dunhe bhumi te pariha. Their natural love for one another was awakened in them both. And they both embraced and fell down on the ground. It's an interesting expression here. Sabhavika prema. Sabhavika means something that's natural, something that's already been there before. But this is the first meeting of Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So why is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami saying Subhavika Prema? Srila Prabhupada writes in a purport, Srila Ramananda Roy was an incarnation of the gopi Vishakha. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Lord Krishna himself, there was naturally an awakening of love between Vishakha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combination of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. The gopi Vishakha is a principal gopi assisting Srimati Radharani. Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced since their natural love was awakened. And then it's described that in both of them, ecstatic love immediately awoke. Present at that meeting were a group of Brahmins. And they were smarta Brahmins. Not that they were smarter, but they were very attached to rules and regulations and rituals. And they saw this and they couldn't understand what's happening here. This is a very pakka, dandadari, sannyasi, and he's embracing the governor, but he's a sudra. And this sannyasi is becoming ecstatic when he does that. And look at this Ramananda Roy. He's a very, very grave person. But now he's shaking like a leaf and tears are coming from his eyes. He's a Mahapandit. But what's happened to him? What's going on? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that they were looking. And immediately he controlled himself. And then the next day, they met together and they had some talks. So these talks are very, very significant for us. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Twishe Namaha. Rupa Goswami has given this prana mantra to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he's Mahabhadanyaya Avatar because Krishna Prema Pradayate. He's freely giving Krishna Prema. We want that prema. And that's why we're all gathered here at the base of Giridhaj. But that thing's a very confidential thing. If we want that prema that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, we have to get his mercy. We have to get the mercy of his dear devotees like Ramananda Roy. And we should contemplate on Gaura Leela. I would suggest that we can think of Gaura Leela like a pie. We want the whole pie. If you only have part of it, then you won't get the complete result. So this particular pie has two pieces. One piece is very big, and another piece is very small. The very big piece is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's loka siksha, his prachar lila, his preaching to the common people. That was his public face and the majority of his activities. And the small piece of the pie were the talks that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished, especially in the Gambira in Jagannath Puri with Sarup Damodar and Roy Ramananda. So these two parts of the pie we should have both of. And the small part is a very confidential part. That part was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. It was Gambira, very confidential. He didn't distribute to everyone. Sometimes, as preachers, we're a little afraid of the confidential part. And we tend to emphasize the preaching part. It's certainly safer. But if we don't have the internal part also, then we won't be purna. As individuals, we won't be complete. We won't be fully satisfied. And we won't attain the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are other devotees, other Vaishnavas, who primarily emphasize the very confidential aspects of Mahaprabhu's lila in the Gambira. And they're not really interested in the Pachar lila. But they're also not getting the complete pie. We want both things. But as we're learning from this 8th chapter of Madhya Leela, these kind of talks between Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not meant for the masses of people. But if we want to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should study these talks.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't come here just for the purpose of teaching us about reincarnation and opening vegetarian restaurants. There's something much, much, much deeper that he came to give. It's the highest, most confidential part of our philosophy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he requested Roy Ramananda, you speak this. And Ramananda Roy is saying, but I'm a Sudra. You're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Mahaprabhu said, no, I want to hear this from you. So when Satchinanda Maharaj requested us to speak something, we were thinking of this subject also. So we'd like to go over something of this teachings of Ramananda Roy and Swoop Damodar, which begin with very principled, very basic things like Vanashram and Karmarpana, and go all the way to our highest, most confidential aspects of Gaudiya Vaishnav Tattva. And in doing so, we'd like to take shelter of the lotus feet of our revered spiritual master and try to repeat something we've heard from him. And in so doing that, try to be an instrument for the devotees. So I invite you to come every morning if you'd like. It's a very, very special discussion about Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Satchinandana Gaura Hari Ki Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bho.